I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses, and it is my sincere pleasure to welcome back to the program John Lott. And John, I love the new website. It's really slick. Looks great. JohnLott.com. JohnRLott.com. JohnRLott.com.
Well, the website that people should go to is for the Crime Prevention Research Center at CrimeResearch.org.
Okay.
CrimeResearch.org. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I've got that one. I've got that one up as well. There's three different areas that I thought we should talk about today. The ATF is rewriting the rules on a proposed homemade firearm ban by defining firearm as pretty much every component that every gun is now legally a firearm that has to be registered with them. And then the Bernie Sanders budget resolution that has within it appropriations to potentially limit our Second Amendment rights. They're out of control.
Well, there are a lot of regulatory changes that are going to make it costly, more difficult for people to own guns. The ATF is a very powerful agency, and there are lots of changes that are going on. I mean, some of the things are dressed up so that they sound good, like Biden wants to go after what he calls rogue gun dealers. You know, but nobody is supporting people selling guns out of the back of the store illegally without doing background checks. But that's not what's happening. What they're talking about is a zero tolerance policy. Well, their zero tolerance policy is going after anybody who makes even the most trivial mistake on the form. So if you sell, you know, 1,000 guns over 10 years, then they'll go back through the forms. And in one place, you know, you've written the city name in the county box, there, they'll put you out of business. And it will make it more difficult, more costly for people to go and buy guns. I mean, there are other things that they're doing. Biden's very proud of the changes that they're making regarding so-called stabilizing braces. These are essentially a strap that fits around your arm and attaches the gun. It was something that was developed during about over a decade ago for military veterans who may have lost part of their hand in combat or may have their arm being disabled. It allows them to be able to hold on to the gun with the recoil there if they're missing part of their hand. You know, there's been no increase, as far as I know, in crime by disabled people that's going on. But he wants to go and classify those as what are called class 3 weapons, which are basically a machine gun. So you'd have to go through an extremely extensive check, which could be as long as a year. Have to go and pay a $200 fee. Have to go and get your local sheriff to sign off. It just would make it impossible for many disabled people who have a stabilizing brace to be able to go and get one. And, I mean, just you know, at the end of the Obama administration, you had something called Operation Choke Point, which the federal government put pressure on financial institutions not to go and do business with companies that the Obama administration didn't like. Trump ended that and was in the process of putting through final regulations that would prevent the federal government from discriminating against law-abiding companies producing legal products. But the Biden administration scrapped that, and presumably they're back to putting pressure on companies not to go and do business with you know, companies that they don't like. Try running your business if you can't have somebody handle credit cards for people, or cash checks that your company has.
Right.
There are workarounds that are there, but it's a lot more costly. So there's lots of different things that they're doing just to make it very costly to be in business. And it's going to drive up the cost of guns. And my concern is that if my research convinces me of anything, the people who benefit the most from having guns are some of the most vulnerable people in our society. Poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, for example, the people who are most likely victims of violent crime. And if you make guns a lot more costly, more difficult for people to obtain, they're among the people that you're going to price out of being able to go and get a gun for protection.
Well, John, isn't it ironic that, you know, that they want to try to make us believe that there's more gun violence on the streets, that there are more violent incidents that are happening, but at the same time, they are pulling all of their statistics from the cities where they have defunded or cut back funding, and there's virtually no law enforcement. These are places where lawlessness is running absolutely rampant. You've got, you know, convenience stores where people are just going in knowing that they're not going to be prosecuted, nothing's going to happen to them, so they go in and they steal, and if the clerk happens to say anything to them, they kill them. It's not about the guns.
It's not rocket science what's happened to violent crime over the last year. First of all, one needs to recognize that 92% of violent crime has nothing to do with guns. So if you want to try to go and reduce violent crime and deal with the surge of violent crime that we have, you have to go and address, you know, what causes crime generally. And you're right. Look, you have situations where we've had over half the inmates being released from jails and prisons across the country in many places. many violent criminals being released from jail. You have police being ordered to stand down or budgets cut. You had $1 billion cut from the police budget just in New York City. And you have prosecutors in many urban areas, left-wing George Soros-backed prosecutors that are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. So that's whether it's true in Boston or Philadelphia or Chicago or St. Louis or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Portland or Seattle or other places. You know, if you make it so you don't catch the criminals to begin with, and then you make it so that they're not punished for committing the violent crime, guess what? You're right. You're going to see a lot more violent crime that's occurring. And, you know, the irony is at the same time they're preventing law enforcement from protecting people. They want to make it difficult for people to go and protect themselves, mm-hmm. Particularly the most vulnerable, particularly poor people are the ones that they're pricing out of having the option to be able to go and protect themselves. And, you know, many of these regulations are kind of hidden. Most people aren't going to know why the price of guns and ammunition are going up because the regulations and changes. They're not going to realize, you know, why is it so much more difficult to find a store that is to sell guns and ammunition to people because places are going out of business? You know, it's
right. No, yeah. It's scary, and it's a scary situation too. You know, when you think about it, in some of these larger cities, where, you know, you're not sure if it's even safe now, you know, just to take a walk in the park or to walk down to the store. I'm not trying to over exaggerate the situation, but it is a reality because these criminals become emboldened when they know that there's not going to be any consequence.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, people see this in many areas, and I think the vast majority of people understand that. I mean, they see, you know, places like San Francisco, as you were talking about before, where they're not prosecuting people who steal, you know, less than $950 worth of material. So they walk into Walgreens and CVS and other places and just load up shopping bags or, you know, garbage bags with things and then walk out. You know, so the store is closed down. They can't operate like that.
Right.
They can't just have people take hundreds of dollars of things from their stores. And, you know, is it any surprise? And what's it going to be like living in those cities where people don't have access to, you know, a CVS or Walgreens or, you know, clothing stores because they're all going out of business? You know, you have this recall in California, but, you know, I don't know. It's, even changing the governor is going to be hard to go and fix a lot of the problems that have been created by regulations and other things that they've enacted in those places. But at least it would be a start.
Well, because you still have to get it through the state Senate and the state House, and those are still controlled by super majorities. Hopefully, you know, there's a tail that goes with that recall and bringing in a new governor that changes some of those faces. But yeah, I mean, you know, look at Portland. Christians were violently assaulted there both on Saturday and as they left Sean Fuchs' event on Sunday, and police were sitting there. There's pictures of police just sitting there watching it go on and taking, you know, no action whatsoever. John, what would you encourage people to do relative to what they're trying to do on the federal side, both with the ATF and with this budget resolution? What can my listeners do to try to change some of this?
Well, I mean, if somebody wants to change it, the big thing is there are 50 Democrat senators and 50 Republican senators. The Democrats don't need a Republican vote if they all stick together, because Kamala Harris will vote to break any ties that's there. You know, the amazing thing is you have Democratic senators from places like Montana, you know, John Tester, or Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
They claim to be moderates. They claim that they support the Second Amendment and people's ability to go and protect themselves. And yet, they're the ones who are providing the vote to get, you know, a lot of people confirmed and also to pass this budget. I mean, if either one of those two senators, for example, or like Angus King from Maine or somebody else, was to go and say, look, I just can't support this budget with the changes that are there, that would force them to have to rewrite. But, you know, they seem to think that they are going to, with minor changes, are going to get what they want through in terms of the budget. And, you know, it's one thing for people to go and say that they support people's ability to go and own guns. It's another thing, though, when they go and they vote for budgets like this, when they themselves, just themselves, could be enough to stop it. Just one Democratic senator would be enough to stop those types of changes. And one Democratic senator could say, look, you know, even when you get rid of this stuff, I'm not going to vote for this unless you stop all these regulatory changes that you're having. You know, each Democratic senator has a huge amount of power now to stop these changes. I mean, if Biden wants to have these massive spending increases, he has to have all these, every one of the Democrats vote for him, because the Republicans, at least on some of these issues, not on like the infrastructure thing, but other things, are voting together.
Well, and things that you can do, folks, you know, first of all, at the local level, become a part of the voting process. Be a poll watcher. Be a part of your precinct's voting process. Volunteer to be one of those people.
Call up these local senators. Call up the local senators and tell them how you feel about these things. Tell them,
absolutely,
you know, that you're insisting that you want them to vote against the budget measures that are coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Call your state senator, and you talk about local, you know, the states and states' rights. States need to build a wall against federal intrusion. Back with more.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, and my guest is John Lott. Go to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Please be sure and get there. Email that they send out. Sign up for that email letter, the alerts that you're going to get. It's so important to stay abreast of what's happening. John, you worked for President Trump in his administration. So I want to veer to that for just a minute and ask you this as we close out this segment of our program. Number one, did you see as you were trying to get things done, as he was trying to get things done, that there were those that were resisting and kind of creating barriers, so to speak? That's number one. And number two, have you been surprised at how quickly the Biden administration has seemed to be able to unravel all the good that he did?
Well, yeah, I mean, the deep state is real. And, you know, that made it difficult for Trump to get things done. At the same time, it makes it relatively easy for Biden to get things done. You know, plus, there's a big difference in terms of just appointees. When Trump put up appointees, the Senate, you had filibusters essentially against every single person that Trump put up. You don't see the same level of opposition against Biden. I mean, people vote against it, but they don't fight with every tool that's available to them to stop it. But look, I mean, I saw it over and over again, kind of the fight against trying to do the stuff that Trump wanted done. I'll give you a quick example. Mm-hmm. When I got there, one of the things I wanted to do was to get data on how the background check system discriminates against minorities, particularly black males and Hispanic males. When Biden or others say there have been 3.8 million prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, that's simply false. About 99% of those are mistakes. And the thing is, I could go and tell you, but it was like impossible to get the FBI to give the data on that because they didn't want to show that. I mean, we went through process that dragged on for months, and they used every tool that they could in order to try to stop us from even getting simple data on things.
John, I appreciated your service to our country. Thank you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.